Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Lenteen. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Stapleton moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood now pitching. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Walkenfuss moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Dick Drago now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson bunts towards first. Wackenfuss juggles the ball. That's an error on Wackenfuss. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Kemp throws the ball into Dyer, who tags Stapleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burleson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Peters pinch hits for Jim Lentine. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing center field. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wackenfuss moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Perez moves to second. Bruce Robbins now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Evans reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish bunts towards third. Hoffman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Parrish moves to third. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burleson. Whitaker scores. Peters goes all the way around to score. Brookins moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Stanley now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.